So if you're a political junkie and you live in the state of New Hampshire, you can get a level of access to presidential candidates that other Americans just do not have. All things considered, co-host Ari Shapiro is in the state on this primary day, and he brings us the story of a father and son taking full advantage of this opportunity.
When we showed up at the home of John and James Kelly in Concord, New Hampshire, they had all the paraphernalia laid out. Vintage campaign pins, autographed candidate memoirs. When James was a baby, more than one presidential candidate snuggled him. He's a bit past snuggling age now.
I'm 14.
So you can't actually vote?
I can't vote, but I can volunteer. I can try and get other people to vote.
John, did you get James interested in politics, or was this something that came through school, or how did this start?
You can tell from some of the memorabilia that's mine that I've had an interest. When I was a kid, my dad took me to see Richard Nixon.
Oh, wow. What is this?
A ticket to see Richard Nixon in 1972.
Wow.
Or maybe 71.
71, I think.
I was much younger then. I was greatly impressed that I got to see Richard Nixon and Ronald McDonald. my dad was not actually a Richard Nixon fan, but he wanted me to have the experience. And he said, you know, you respect the office. So I've been interested in a long time. And so I took James a few times 4 years ago and a few times 8 years ago.
And the cool thing about 4 or 5 years ago is we saw a lot of the Republicans, even though I think most of us would identify as Democratic leaning. And that's important, we think, to keep our mind open to everyone.
And, you know, most people in most states in the U.S. don't have an opportunity to do this. How do you feel about the fact that you, as a person in New Hampshire, can just kind of go down the street and see a person who might be president?
Well, we're super fortunate, but we're worried because of the whole Iowa disaster that this might be our last round.
Really? I mean, like, that's a real fear.
It is.
John, what do you think? Like, this has been going on in your family now for 3 generations. Could this be the last generation that gets a chance to do it?
This could be the last one. And it's a fear in the sense that we would lose out personally, but it might be better for America. It might be better for democracy.
Shh, don't let anyone else in New Hampshire hear you say that. You could be ostracized by your neighbors.
Well, maybe.
So what do you typically do when you go to a candidate event?
My number one goal usually is to get a handshake, and I like learning new things. And that's one of my favorite things about Andrew Yang is we've seen him 3 or 4 times, and it seems like every time I see him, I learn something new.
Give me an example.
The last time life expectancy declined was the Spanish flu of 1918, I think. So, yeah, pretty obscure.
And of course, for the last few years in the U.S., it was going down, although recently it inched back up a little.
That's true.
It's unusual for a parent and child to have a shared hobby when that child is 14. How does it feel to be able to do this together as father and son?
Well, I'm very grateful for that because it's fun to hang out with him. And it's fun to go to these events and have somebody to debrief with afterwards. He's got other hobbies that he just sort of pities my ignorance in. He knows a lot about football. He's a very smart and enthusiastic football fan. But the joke in our family is that my favorite patriot is Thomas Paine.
They've been to about 2 dozen events this year, and we joined them for their last Democratic town hall of this campaign with Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard.
Thank you all for coming out tonight. It's great to be in Concord.
But this isn't the end of James's involvement. He told me even though he's not old enough to vote this year, he'll be cheering on his candidate, Andrew Yang, today.
Are you going to be at school all day on Tuesday?
I'm going to skip school to go hold signs.
Do your teachers understand that you're participating in democracy and it's an acceptable reason to miss school?
Well, I haven't told them yet, but I hope they will.
Well, thanks for letting us spend the evening with you.
Sure, thank you.
Absolutely.
That was father and son, John and James Kelly of Concord, New Hampshire.